From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says he'll look at every means possible to create jobs and stimulate the economy. Mr. Obama says the economy is in better shape than when he took office.
As difficult as these times are, and they're profoundly difficult for a whole lot of people all across the country, we are moving in the right direction.
The president spoke at a highway construction site in Fairfax County, Virginia, which is being paid for with funds from the $787 billion stimulus package. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has climbed above the 10,000 level for the first time in a year. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
After a small setback Tuesday, the Wall Street rally resumed in a big way, helped by encouraging Intel sales and earnings from the night before. J.P. Morgan's quarterly profit rise added to the momentum. Investors were also cheered by the latest economic numbers. Although retail sales fell 1.5% last month, sales excluding motor vehicles rose for the second straight month by 0.5%. The value of the dollar fell to a 14-month low, but that was seen as spurring U.S. exports. It also helped push oil to a high for the year, above $75 per barrel, boosting energy shares. With three stocks rising for everyone that fell on the big board, the Dow and the Nasdaq composite rose 1.5%. The S&P 500 jumped 1.75%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
After years of wrangling, Metrolink, the commuter rail system for Los Angeles, will pay almost $30 million to settle lawsuits for a derailment that killed 11 people and injured 180 more. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
The accident occurred in January 2005 when Juan Alvarez parked his Jeep Grand Cherokee on the Metrolink's tracks in the Los Angeles suburb of Glendale. Alvarez, who said he intended to commit suicide but changed his mind at the last minute, was found guilty of first-degree murder. He's now serving 11 consecutive life sentences. Wednesday's announcement means that 90% of the cases against Metrolink will be settled in advance of a January court date. Lawyers for the plaintiffs say settlement for all the cases is a high probability. The 2005 Glendale crash had been California's most deadly until September 2008, when another Metrolink train crashed into a freight train outside Chatsworth, California, killing 25 passengers. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Many areas of California remain under flash flood watches following rainstorms in areas that were devastated by recent wildfires. Rainfall was not as heavy in Southern California as in central and northern parts of the state. The California Highway Patrol counted 186 crashes overnight Tuesday. This is NPR News. At least six people have been killed in a suicide car bombing in the northwest Pakistan town of Kohat. It is the latest in a string of attacks that have killed more than 100 people in the country in the past 2 weeks. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the assaults and has threatened even more attacks. Pakistan military officials have warned about a major offensive in the Taliban stronghold of South Waziristan. Soldiers and tanks moved into the region Wednesday while military planes fired on rebel targets. Authorities in Nigeria have revoked a controversial law whereby gunshot victims were unable to get medical treatment or emergency hospital assistance until police had issued their report. NPR's Ophelia Quistarkton has the story.
Under the new rules, patients in Nigeria who are wounded in a shooting are to be medically treated without delay. In the past, in a country with a high crime rate, victims of gunshot wounds were obliged to get a police report before they could be treated in the hospital. The reasoning was that armed robbers or criminals would not risk going to a police station, so that if patients had no police report, they must have committed a crime. Medical personnel were harassed and sometimes arrested by the Nigerian police, who accused them of treating and colluding with criminals. The regulation requiring a police report had apparently no constitutional backing. Now the authorities have issued a directive to hospitals and clinics saying the regulations have been reviewed because of concerns over rising gun deaths in Nigeria. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 144 points in trading Wednesday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.